5 Wild Quotes from Pop Star Lizzo's Vanity Fair Cover Story. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 12, 2022. Grammy-winning pop star and Joe Biden Kamala Harris surrogate Lizzo's recent Vanity Fair cover story was riddled with wild quotes and allegations, ranging from how oppressed the multimillionaire is, to how she is not making music for white people. Check out some of her comments below. 1. Lizzo claims the millions of white women who voted for former President Donald Trump are complicit in upholding white male supremacy. The U.S. Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade is about power and control, Lizzo said. It's about white male supremacy. It's always been about white male supremacy in this country and the people who are complicit in helping uphold it, who are a lot of white women. The women who voted for Donald Trump. The singer added that she has donated a staggering $500,000 to Planned Parenthood and the National Network of Abortion Funds, and that she had Live Nation match that with another $500,000. 2. Lizzo insists there was never a time in American history when black women were treated fairly or with respect. The facade that America, we're all in this together. No, we're not. Black people have been dehumanized so much, especially black women, the rumored singer claimed. The way black women have been treated in this country has made me feel very hopeless. Lizzo, who has an estimated net worth of $12 million, said, adding, I don't think there was a time when black women were treated fairly and with respect. If I see hope in this country, it will come from the accountability of the people who have the privilege, the pop star added. As a fat black woman, this country has never gone forward, it stayed pretty much the same for me. 3. Lizzo says I am not making music for white people. During her interview, the Truth Hurts singer also touched upon the comments that disturb her the most. When people point out that she has white people in her audience, and thus claim that she makes music for white people. That is probably the biggest criticism I've received. When black people see a lot of white people in the audience, they think, well, this isn't for me, this is for them, Lizzo said. The singer went on to say that she only has a white audience because she's popular, not because she ever had white people in mind while making her music. The thing is, when a black artist reaches a certain level of popularity, it's going to be a predominantly white crowd, she said. This has happened to so many black artists, Diana Ross, Whitney, Beyoncé. I am not making music for white people, Lizzo affirmed. 4. Lizzo suggests that her playing James Madison's 200-year-old crystal flute shows how far America has come, and means taking history away from people who uphold oppression and racism. When people look back at the crystal flute, they're going to see me playing it, Lizzo said. They're going to see that it was owned by James Madison. But they're going to see how far we've had to come for someone like me to be playing it in the nation's capital. I don't want to leave history in the hands of people who uphold oppression and racism, the Heaven Help Me singer added. My job as someone who has a platform is to reshape history. 5. Lizzo says she leads a very healthy lifestyle. I lead a very healthy lifestyle, mentally. Spiritually, I try to keep everything I put in my body super clean, Lizzo said. Health is something I prioritize, wherever that leads me physically. I feel very lucky because I don't feel that weight gain is bad anymore, she added. I love eating, and I have a chef now, and I'm not thinking about it. I had a brownie last night. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo. And on Instagram.